Gord and Barb Drummond are the co-owner operators of the Tim Hortons in Peace River, in Valley View, in Fairview, and in High Prairie, and they join us on the line today. Guys, thank you very much for joining us today. You two have been bestowed upon a rather prestigious award because it's the first ever that has been handed out. It's a Lifetime Community Award, thanks to the work that you have done in and around the Northwest region. First of all, just get your general comments, please, on the fact that you have received the award that happens to be out for the first time.
Really, Gordon, I have the community to thank for it because our guests are loyal, and if it wasn't for our guests coming regularly and often, then we wouldn't be able to give back as much as we can. And of course, our team is amazing by serving our guests, and we're just very lucky to be in the Peace River area and have such a wonderful place to have a business, and very grateful for it.
Some really good points you bring up here, Barb, and Gord, I'm going to get you to chime in here first. On one side of the coin, Barb mentioned the support of the teams in the four locales of the Tim Hortons. How big has that support been to the endeavor, the business, and to yourselves personally?
Well, it doesn't get done without them.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't, right? And that's actually, the truth goes right down to even our guests. Like, you know, we've always had the philosophy, if the community's going to take care of us from a business perspective, we're going to do our best to take care of the community. You know, we really do believe in that sort of symbiotic relationship that your guests and your business has, and your crew's part of that. So, that we're really third in line here. It's the guests, it's our crew, and then it's us. So, we're grateful for the opportunity.
And you also mentioned here, Barb, you can come in as well. It's about the community, and I'm thinking it's about communities in front of the counter and I guess behind the scenes. Am I correct in that statement?
Yeah, for sure. It's not just what we do with the guests who come into the restaurant. It's how we can actually try and get more involved out in the community. So people have activities or projects or different things that they're doing with their groups and charities and so on. We'd like to be first and foremost trying to help out as much as we can, whether it's manpower or product.
Now, I have to ask, and I really apologize to you, too, if I'm blunt in asking this question, but this is not the end. This is, I'm thinking, just the beginning with this award for Tim Hortons and for yourselves. Is it not?
Well, certainly I hope it's not. I hope you're right, and it's the beginning for us. Tim Hortons, I anticipate they're going to be handing this out annually. They didn't really say how they were going to approach additional awards for, you know, community leadership. But we expected to see it either annually or biannually at the worst, like at our national conventions is where we are awarded. So I could see possibly them doing it something like that. As far as we're concerned, it's steady as she goes. If we're fortunate enough that the community likes what we have to offer and they're going to come and support the community, we're going to continue to do that all the way.
I was just going to say that we're fortunate to have such, as the corporation goes, we're fortunate that they stand behind us and think of community in the same way that we do and our involvement. They're very community-minded as well. So we're pretty fortunate that way that we have the support and backing of the corporation with different things that we want to do and market in the community.
Well, we certainly want to send extend our congratulations to both you, Gord, and Barb for this very prestigious award. I know it's a little bit of a left turn as far as this question is concerned, but I understand Peace River's Tim Hortons is going under renovations right now. How are things going as far as that is concerned?
They're coming along really nice. I know some people have said, well, you didn't need them. But the truth of it is the restaurant was starting to look a little tired. And we believe that, you know, it's important to keep your business looking fresh for not only your guests, but also for your crew. Your crew, you want them to feel good about coming into their place of work. So it needed it on both sides of the counter for the crew. It would be making things more efficient for them. And we think everybody's going to like the new look. We hope everybody likes the new look.
We're glad, too, that we were able to get at least served through the mobile restaurant, albeit a limited menu, but at least we can try and keep some of our guests' routines happening throughout their day. And super excited to welcome everybody home once the renos have been finished and we can kick our doors open again.
Yeah, I understand it is business as usual, despite the limited menu that you have when the renovations are continuing.
They're trying to do their best. Yeah. They're doing an awesome job in such a small space with limited equipment and product for sure. But we're pretty proud of them. And they seem to be pretty happy in the trailer in the close quarters and still seeing our regular guests on a regular basis. So that's pretty cool.
Any idea of a timeline as to when the renovations will be finished?
The schedule originally was the 23rd of September, and if everything goes well, we'll be on that date, or maybe if we're fortunate enough, it might be a day or two ahead of that. But 23rd is what they were targeting for.
Well, here's hoping all goes well, and the fresh look is as well received as the fresh donuts and coffee that is served at Tim Hortons.
Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
Barb and Gord Drummond are the co-owner operators of the Peace River, Valley View, High Prairie, and Fairview Tim Hortons. The Drummonds, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.